Live from the capital of Raider Nation, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Silver and Black Today, your daily dose of all things Las Vegas Raiders football. News, views, guests, and your phone calls are all part of the game plan. There's only one nation, and it listens here. Now your host, Scott Gulbranson.
Silver and Black Today is back on Friday, powered by our friends Sam and Ash, injury attorneys. Call them anytime, 702-820-1234, because you deserve what's right. Raider Nation, where are you? It is the Friday before one of the bigger games in recent memory for your team. I want to hear you bring the fire. 702-365-9200. This game, the hype is building and building and building. But Raider Nation seems a little quiet. I mean, yeah, you got the Twitter arguments going on. That's all cute and all that, making fun of rednecks and all this other kind of stuff. But I want to hear from you. I want to hear your game predictions. Bring me some good football knowledge. Give me how the Raiders are going to win. Tell me, who's going to be the player of the game? How do the Raiders win? Is it big? Is it small? Is it close? Is it the running game? Is it the passing game? Is it a defensive turnover? You tell me. We'll get to it. 702-365-9200. Get on the phone. Get online with us, and we'll put you on there. All right, I bring in my co-host after his day covering high school football down in Texas, Mr. Q Myers. Q, are you pumped for Sunday?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. When you said I want to hear from you, I yelled out a big, Raiders!
Yes, sir.
But my microphone wasn't up, so no, you didn't hear it.
But you did it. That's all that matters. But that's the thing, Q. Like, this is a huge game, right? And we're going to get through some of the storylines here because I had a dream last night, really. I mean, I did.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I'll tell you about it. It had to do with the game. I'm going to get to that.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
You need some more entertainment in your life before you go to bed, brother.
I watched a bunch of film last night. I stayed up late. I was on the porch having a stogie, a little scotch, and went to bed, and I had this dream. So I'll tell you about it in a second. But, you know, I've kind of been you early Monday, first show, first hour, first 5 minutes, you said Raiders are going to win, right?
Yep. Absolutely, I stick to it.
Yes, and I said to you then, I said, you know, I'm still a little bit unsure. I have no doubts now. I'm going to give you what I think a little bit later, but this dream gave me some clarity.
And so, okay.
So
Jesus came to you?
The football Jesus came to me.
Nice, I like it.
The Raider Jesus came to me, whatever you want to call it. It was there. So we'll talk about that, Q, but I'll tell you what. All this hype around, the fans are now getting in on it. The fan media websites are now arguing with each other. I know you did your crossover podcast where a lot of Raider fans took issue with some of what the Chiefs podcast from Locked On was saying.
Yeah, they were terrible. He was terrible.
Was he bad?
He didn't want anything to do with being on that call with me at all. We did it an extra day ahead of time because he didn't want to do it. I mean, it was a video stream. He never looked at me. He had no respect at all for the Raiders. And I keep it professional, man. I'm not going to be a jerk. But, man, that was all bad. That was really, really unprofessional.
It is, especially you guys are all part of the Locked On family. It's
right.
It's crazy. You do the crossover every week.
Yep.
The fact, wow, that's crazy. But you know what? I think that tells you something.
It does. It does.
Really
he was
does.
A real deal jerk.
I love it, Q. That's my man. All right. And that's the thing, though. I'm seeing all this. The Chiefs hype video came out just a while ago. Did you watch it?
I saw that. That's ridiculous. That's so funny. The Raiders are so much in these guys' heads.
Yes.
It is unbelievable. Like, why would you ever even show that? Even if they are in your head, why would you show that?
You know, it's interesting. It gets the fans up in an uproar. But I think for the first time, you know, I've watched the Raider-Chief quote-unquote rivalry for the 3 years I've covered the team. And up until this year, it really hasn't mattered that much, right? Because the Raiders, right. Yeah, they had the nice win up in Oakland, which was great. The big comeback and all that stuff was a great, great game. But overall, Raider fans haven't had much to go at Chiefs fans with, right?
Right.
So, but now they do. And it's just Chiefs fans. It's like they're worried, not just about the Raiders. I think they're worried about their team, even though they're 8-1 and they're a good team. Don't get me wrong. I still think class of the AFC right at the top. I get it. Okay. I'm not arguing that because I'm objective. I'm just saying, though,
right.
that this week they wanted to turn it their way, and in actuality, I think it has completely backfired on them.
I do too. I really think that they're showing way too much attention to the Raiders, and I don't mean the team. I just mean, you know, the victory lap around Arrowhead and, you know, like jabs here and there. It just, man, if it's something like that, you don't pay attention to it. You don't want your enemy or the opponent to know that it rattled you a little bit. That's funny.
Yeah, and it's fun. I did at just after noon today, Pacific time, I did a radio hit on 610 Sports Radio, the Chiefs flagship station, mm-hmm. with my good friend Carrington Harrison, who's one of the best. He just loved the guy a
good
lot.
Dude.
He's
good
a great
dude.
Guy, very professional. But I could hear it in his voice. No one believes that the Raiders have any chance on Sunday, which is...
Well, you know what's funny? Nobody believes except for the ones that do. And what I mean by that is all of a sudden you're seeing like Nate Burleson on NFL Network come out and say the Raiders are going to win. You're starting to see people tweet out the Raiders are going to win. I don't know if that is people just wanting to be on Monday and say, I knew it, I was right, and stand out, or if people are starting to feel it more and more like you are.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. And then we have people, I've heard more national and kind of regional and media folks talk about, well, they're going to put up 50 on the Raiders, right? Now,
yeah,
I'm not saying it can't happen, but I thought when the Raider defense was playing much more poorly when they went into that Kansas City game the first time, I thought for sure they might give up 50.
Right.
But this defense has given up 44 points over 3 weeks. Now, mm-hmm. again, not against a team as good as the Chiefs. I understand that. But still, the improvement is there. Good news before we went on the air, LaMarcus Joyner activated from COVID-19, so he's ready to go for Sunday. The rest of the guys that have, from everyone I've talked to with knowledge of the situation, has told me that no one else has tested positive, so they'll get all those guys back tomorrow. So, yes, they missed practice, but they're all going to be back. So this defense is playing much better. We've talked about it all week here. Okay, so mm-hmm. these national folks who don't pay a lot of attention, I get it. They don't need to spend attention paying attention to the Raiders every day like we do. But to think, well, they're just going to put up 50 because Patrick Mahomes is mad, right?
Yeah.
So what? The Raiders have gotten better since the last time they played them.
I think so. I agree 100%.
Yes. And so I want to hear from Raider Nation, though, today, because I just think the people have been pretty quiet this weekend. And if I'm a Raider fan at this point, I'm sorry. I would have a little bit of swagger. I might not sit there and say, we're going to kick your backside. I might say something like, look, it's going to be a game. If you think you're walking in our house and you're just going to roll over us, you got another thing coming, right? So I want to hear from everybody, 702-365-9200. We will get you on the air today because I want to hear takes. We're going to give away a game program. So this is a game program. So if the Raiders win this game program, which is hard to get because there's no fans in the stands, if you win this program, it might be a very valuable one, especially if they beat the Chiefs a second time. Either way, mm-hmm. it'll be a nice keepsake. So you call in, give us your prediction, and we will save those. And the person who's closest on the prediction, like we did the last time, I will send you my game program from the game, okay? So you will get that. I will wipe it down so you don't have to worry about any kind of viruses or anything like that. but you'll get it. I will send it to you. So call 702-365-9200. Okay, also on the show today, Mo Moten will be with us for his normal Friday spot. He wrote a piece on Devontae Booker, which we'll talk about. We've talked a lot about Devontae this week. And then we'll also talk about the offensive line and some of the things going on there. So Mo Moten will be with us at 2:30. He's going to stay with us through the half hour. Then we'll get to 3 o'clock. We'll give you some of our insight and predictions around the game, including mine. And then 3:20, the Q-tip is back after a day off. And then we'll have Vinny at 3:40. So we are going to roll through. But I want to hear energy. I want to hear how pumped up people are, right? Who's coming to Vegas? If you're not coming to Vegas, where are you going? And what are you doing to watch this big game? All right, Q, we're going to go out on the phone lines. Ruben, our man from Vegas here in town. Ruben,
hey,
what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Just passed by the Death Star on Dean Martin's side, Lot H. I've seen the 18-wheelers are here in town, so I'm heading back to my base of Wind Supply of Las Vegas. If you ever need any pipe, we got it for you.
There you go. Free plug.
But man, sorry about that plug, man.
That's okay. That's all right.
Last time I was at work for. Anyways, man, let's just put our big boy pants on. Let's punch him in the mouth. Let's get him in the trenches. Raiders all day, every day. Let's make these people on the national media quiet.
There you go.
They're not giving us a chance.
Ruben, give me a score. I want to give you a program. What's the score?
Let me see. I'm thinking 42-38.
Okay, wow.
I'm just throwing out scores. I don't know about no.
That's okay, Ruben. We'll
get that win.
I'm marking you down, and you got the Raiders 42-38. All right, man. Where are you watching the game? Is your boss doing the thing again, or are you going to be at home?
Nah, I'll be at home because it's late night. I start at 6 a.m. I get up at 4:30, so I'll be at home, man. I'll be at home. I'll be honest with you. I got to behave.
So, Ruben, let me ask you this, though, man. Who's the player for the Raiders in this game? Like, who's going to be the guy after the game that the Sunday Night Football crew is talking to post-game?
You know what? I hope it's Waller, just so they could say Waller.
Man.
Because that Kelsey was running his mouth and crying about our victory lap. You know, I hope it's Waller.
All right, there you go. Ruben, enjoy the game, man. Thanks for calling, as always.
You too, guys. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Happy Thanksgiving, and go Raiders!
Same to you. There you go. Ruben from here in Las Vegas. We're going out now on the international line. Yes, we have an international line. That is Rossi, our good buddy in Australia. Rossi, bring it to me, man. Lay out the fire and bring it good.
Run it down their throat. We don't even need to do a victory lap in a bus after this win. We'll just jog around the stadium. We'll high-five the fake fans. It's all fine. We're going to run it down their throats. It is in the trenches. The game ball, the player that they won't actually interview this guy because he's not skill position and he's not flashy. But Rodney Hudson, when he gets back in that locker room, Gruden will just salivate all over him because Hudson is about to dominate an absolute game for a center. And for me, the score is going to be 36-31.
36-31 Raiders. All right. And you got Hudson as a guy who stands out. Like you said, maybe not the interview after the game, but he's going to be a guy that you're going to notice because they're going to probably run the ball down the throats, like you said.
Well,
absolutely.
All right, Rossi, thanks, brother.
I'll tell Rossi, when at some point in my life I'm doing sideline reporting, I will start talking to the center.
There you go.
Or the offensive lineman, because they don't get enough love. So it's going to be something that I pay attention to.
That's right. And you'll have a new tattoo then, right?
Yeah, by then. I might get one this weekend while I'm there, man. Where can I go? Tell me where I go, man. I'll go get it.
Well, I have somebody who I can hook you up with. Absolutely. My good friend Jade she's got a guy. So I'll hook you up like tonight because he gets really busy. So we'll have to figure that out. But
he gonna come to the spot or I gotta go to his spot?
It depends. Depends how much you want to pay, I guess.
Ooh.
Yeah, he might come to you.
I gotta have that Gold Branson hookup.
That's right. That's right.
I know you're deep in the streets, man. That's why you're called LV Gully. That's deep in the streets right there, man.
Oh, my man Q, I love you. All right, here we're going out back on the phones. Los Angeles, two calls in a row from LA. Here we go. We're hitting Southern California. Raider Loke, our man, what's going on?
The Raiders are living rent-free in the Chiefs' head, and I'm loving it. Oh, man, all I got to say is it feels good to be back on the day shift on this game that's going to be really big on Sunday Night Football. I've been working nicely the past 2 months. I've been listening to you guys during the day, so I'm glad to be back.
Awesome, man. Welcome back.
Appreciate you.
Now, tell me, what's going to happen with this game? Give me a score and a player who's going to stick out. It's going to be the interview after the game.
All right. So the prediction for this game, I'm going to call it 41-34 Raiders. And I believe that the player that's going to stand out is Josh Jacobs.
Jacobs.
He did say, we're going to shock the world on week 5 after his touchdown. So I'm expecting him to come out and run it down their mouth, just like Rossi said on the previous call. So definitely looking forward to it.
All right, there you go. Raider Loke, man, bringing it. Okay, so we got you at 41-34, Josh Jacobs. Thanks, man. We appreciate the call, as always. There you go.
That's some gangster Raider type, you know, score. 40-something points, man. That's a lot of punts, man. But, hey, maybe it can happen. You know, the Raiders can put up some punts. They've shown it throughout the season that they can.
Yeah, and that's what we call in the business a professional segue because we go back to Los Angeles now. We bring in the aforementioned Gangster Raider. Let's go, man. What do you got for us?
Yeah. What's up, y'all? What's happening? And my prediction, my score is 48-24. And I think Josh Jacobs is going to be player of the game along with Waller and Bryan Edwards. I think Bryan Edwards is going to step up and get two surprise touchdowns tomorrow, as well as Josh Jacobs going to have two touchdowns, and we're going to shut them down in the first half. They're going to score 21 points in the first half. We're going to hold them to a field goal in the second half. Wow. That's how it's going to be 48-21. Wow. And I'm telling Raider Nation, we on the cusp right here. We had a turning point of the season and the turning point of our move to Vegas. I'm telling you, after this game right here, we're going to be 7-3, and we're going to be undefeated in the division on a form game winning streak. We finna go from the notorious Raider Nation and return to the notorious, also glorious Raider Nation. I'm telling you, once we beat the Kansas City Chiefs, smack them aside their head on Sunday Night Football, the whole nation gonna hop on our nuts. Watch how I'm telling you. This is a precipice. We finna make a whole statement. This is gonna be a bigger statement game than we made last week. And Raider Nation, stand up, hold yourself real tight, and let it be known that you're a Raider fan, because we're finna take over. Raider Nation, let's go.
Yeah, gangsta Raider.
48-24.
All right.
That's my prediction.
We got you down.
All right, brother.
We got you down. And by the way, I and this is a serious comment. It's not in light of anything, because Gangsta Raider always brings passion, but he's got a great vocabulary. He always gets in a word that I think people can learn from. He used precipice there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about nuts.
No, the nuts was funny. That was just plain.
I think everybody knows that word.
But precipice, awesome word. Just, I love that. I love my man with his vocabulary.
Well, I'll say this. As far as Gangsta Raider goes and his prediction, man, I love the energy and I love the excitement. That is a hell of a defensive performance if they hold the Chiefs only 3 points in the second half. Not saying it can't happen,
no.
But, man, that would be a hell of a performance.
It sure would be. All right, we're going down to H-Town. Going to Houston, and we're bringing
That's
in our
right.
good man, Joe. Joe, what do you got for us today?
What's going on, Northern California, Q? This Southern California Joe living that Texas life, loving that brisket. I tell you like this, bro. Let me get this to you since your mic was down. Raiders! I'm telling you right now, this is exactly what's going to happen. Same game plan we had for them before, but we're going to feature a little bit. We're going to feature a little bit more Booker going along with Josh Jacobs. Mm-hmm. Yes, we still going to be able to go over the top of the edge, because guess what? They cannot stop us offensively. We already know that their DBs are trash. Their linebackers are trash. The best thing they got going is the $200 million dudes they got on the offensive line, and our offensive line is set. Miller going to come back. We're going to kick Parker back over, and nobody thought we were going to be singing the plays of Parker, but damn, Brandon Parker, I love you, man. You're going to be kicked over to the right side. We're going to have Young as our swing tackle. But I'm going to give you the two guys in the game that's going to be the guys that's going to stop the funk for this Kansas City Chiefs team. One is from Mississippi State. It's going to be Gabe Jackson, because Chris Jones been kicking his a lot when they play each other, you know, when he was hurt the last 2 years. But Gabe is healthy now. And the other dude, he's a former Kansas City Chief, believe it or not, out of Iowa State. We're going to feature your boy. We just got David Irving. And he's going to step in, give us two sacks, off the edge, off the middle, push the pocket, kick the ass. We're going to win 38-31, going away, sweep the ass, go about our business. That's what's going to happen.
There you go. Joe from Houston. Great call, my man. Woo!
Man.
People are fired
that.
Up, man. I love that. Yeah, I heard that.
Clearly.
I could have heard that off the air.
Right, exactly.
Right?
His neighbors right now in H-Town, and look, there's a lot of land probably in between him and his neighbors. His neighbor's probably like, uh-oh.
What's going on
honey,
over there?
The guy's over there getting angry again.
Joe's at it again. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for
that's what my neighbors do. Whenever they hear me, they're like, oh, my gosh, I wish the dude would just shut up sometimes.
All right, we're going back on the phones. We're a jam-packed Daniel from Richmond, Virginia. Daniel, what's happening on Sunday night, Raiders-Chiefs?
How you doing, guys? It's not Richmond, Virginia. It's Richmond, California.
Oh, California.
That's what I'm talking about.
Richmond, California.
You know, I'm actually driving right now. I'm on the freeway 880. You know how that traffic is getting, Q.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Jam-packed, baby.
Before I forget, let me get my prediction, man. I think it's going to be a high scoring, 40-32, maybe the same score we had last game. I think we're going to start out good Man, I'm just excited, man. I'm just ready to see that game. We missed a team out here, but hey, you know we got to do what we got to do. Raider Nation, stand up. Y'all already know Raider Nation, man. We miss those tailgates. You know we finna take them to them Kansas City boys, man. They crying for that victory lap. Silver there crying, complaining. But you know what? We're gonna get him. Raider Nation, stand up.
All right, Daniel from Richmond, California. Thanks, man. You got you at 40-32. We'll roll through a couple more callers before we got to get to a break. Now we're going out to Sam. No, not Sam. Sam's gone. We're going to H, our man H in Albuquerque. H, what's going on, my man?
And this is the way it's supposed to be, old AFL showdown. And the way that we're going to win is we're going to be physical. This is a nice, young, physical football team. And we're going to get a couple of clock innings, sustained drives. It's going to go something like this. Jacobs, Waller, Jacobs, Renfro, Jacobs, jackpot, baby. 28-24, Raiders.
Oh, I like that score. That's a
nice.
Good one. That's a good one, especially with the run game. And who's the player of the game, man? Who's going to be interviewed after the game?
It's going to be Jacobs.
Jacobs, all right. Cool. H, thanks, man. As always, we appreciate your call. Now we're going out to Oregon. And we're bringing in George. George, what's going on?
Hold it, stop, wait.
We're having a phone line issue.
Taking my call.
There we go. What's up, George?
All right. The Raiders are in the Kansas City Chiefs' head. All they think about is the victory lap and how we beat them at their home. So now we're going to run the ball. Just run the ball, okay? And they cannot stop our the running game. My final score, 38 Raiders, 24 Chiefs.
38-24. Okay, there you go. And Josh Jacobs, is that your guy for the game?
I think Hunter Renfro is going to have a big game. He's going to be our third down specialist. He's going to score a touchdown.
There you go. I love it. Yeah. George, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate that so much. We got more callers to get to. We're going to take a break first.
No breaks.
Yeah, just go through. Actually, we'll take one more call. There you go. No, we're taking a break. We're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to get to everybody else. The phones are going nuts here. You get on the line, too. Tell us what you think. What's your score prediction? What's going to happen in this game? Does anybody think the Raiders are going to lose? I don't think so. 702-365-9200. You're with Q and Scott here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.
From Stabler to Plunkett and Allen to Jacobs, we've got your Raiders covered on Silver and Black today. Here are your hosts, Scott Gulbranson and Q Myers.
Yeah, to go along with the Silver and Black, how about some Black Sabbath?
Okay.
All right, so here's the deal. It's a big game Sunday. Raider Nation's on fire. The phone lines are melting. We're having, like, wax drip off the wires in here, man.
Hey, do I have time to give you a couple tweet, predictions?
Yeah, go ahead.
My man Marietta Raider said, I got a score prediction for the show, 38-34 Raiders. Josh Jacobs, 3 TDs. That was from Marietta Raider.
38-20. He said 38-34?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And Josh Jacobs gets 3 touchdowns.
I'm writing them down because I want to keep them here.
Okay. And then Jeff from SoCal, he said, tell Scott 37-21 and Carr is the player of the game.
Ah, there you go. I was waiting for a Carr.
Yep.
That's a good one.
So there you go. There's a couple for you.
Okay, cool. We got you down, guys. We got you down. All right, we're going to go out on the phone lines again and get to those people. So if you want to call in, 702-365-9200. My challenge was just to bring the fire today because we've gotten good callers this week, as we always do on here.
Yeah.
But we just – there's been – I don't know. I haven't heard a lot of the energy yet. And so I just wanted to hear it, and we're getting it, which is awesome because this is a massive, huge game. Most people are not giving the Raiders a chance to win the game.
Right,
and
exactly.
I think that's a mistake. I just do.
I do too. I think it's foolishness. It's one of those you go in and you assume a victory, and that's how you end up with a loss.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, T3, he is in Virginia. He's on the phone. He's going to bring some fire. What's up, T3?
Hey, guys. Scott, my man Q. Hey, Q.
What's up, brother?
Take it easy out there in Vegas.
Yeah, you know I will, man.
And you know me. I'll be burning the fires out here in the D.C. area. You know what I always say about passion, right? You know.
Yep, it outlives fashion.
Exactly. Now, here's a couple of things that I want to bring. Number one, I'm going to bring the points 21-7 to you. Now, 21 is the number I think that Kansas City cannot be allowed to put up more than in the first half.
Mm.
So Kansas, we got the Raiders have to hold Kansas City to 21 points or fewer, and also stay within 7 points. Because as you remember, that game in Oakland last year, the second point is where they went off. So I think the Raiders have to keep it close in the first half within 7 points. If we do that, I think we're good. Now, as far as the actual score of the game, the number I'm going to give you is 32. If the Kansas City Chiefs are held to under 32 points, we win the game. Mm. So, in other words, I think that's what it's going to be. One other number that I wanted to bring out to you, which is kind of interesting. I did my own research. When you talk about must-win games, the Raiders have gotten to 6-4 a couple of times and 7-4 a couple of times. Now, since they've gone to a 16-game schedule, the Raiders have never been to the playoffs if they accumulate that fifth win before they accumulate that eighth victory. So it's kind of interesting to note. They, like I said, they've been 6-4, they've been 7-4 time and again, but they have to hit that eighth victory before that fifth loss kicks in.
Wow.
Or otherwise, if you're looking at history, they will not make the playoffs. So maybe this week is not a must-win, but then regardless of this one, the next two games are definitely must-win games.
So, T3, what's the score of the game?
Score of the game? I'd like to be a homer and say that the Raiders are going to win. The only reason I'm going to say the Chiefs are going to win is because you can't beat a division rival three times in a season, and I feel like the Raiders are going to have to make one more trip to Kansas City. So I'm going to say 38-35 Chiefs.
Chiefs. All right. There you go. Being honest. Raider fan there being honest there. I appreciate that. And T3 all that math was awesome, and it also this was my worst subject in school, so you lost me a couple times.
I know how to count money, man. That's all that matters.
Amen. All right, we're going out now to Dave, our good friend Raider Dave in Denver. Dave, what's up?
Yeah, Raider Dave in Denver, formerly of Pismo Beach.
Chilling.
Hey, my pick is so dope, you could use it in an afro in the 70s. All right, here we go.
Uh-oh.
It's the points that they've scored in their games run in a series here. They've scored, the Chiefs have scored 34 and then 23. 34, then 26. 32 against the Raiders in a loss, then 26. They've been on fire 3 weeks. 43, 35, 33. Man, should I pick them to lose? Should I pick the Raiders to lose 33-28? No! Raiders win 33-28. This is the AFC West Championship right here. Right here, Sunday night. Marcus, just win, baby. Raiders!
There you go, man. Raider Dave.
I feel like I'm sitting in the black hole at the Coliseum, man. And that's no shade to Vegas, but I'm just saying, I feel like I'm at the black hole and people are crossing across the bridge at the Coliseum and it is about to go down.
It's crazy. It sucks that the fans can't. This stadium would, the freaking roof off this stadium would just come right off.
I think Vegas is going to be popping this weekend.
Yeah, the governor.
I almost said tonight, but this weekend.
Yeah, the governor's supposed to speak tonight, so hopefully he doesn't close anything down.
Don't let him close it till I get there.
Exactly. There you go. You can be shut in here. That'd be good. You can stay out here for a few weeks.
Give me a good excuse not to go back to work.
Yeah, it'll just connect you through CleanFeed. You'll be good. All right.
Right.
All right, we're going out to Carlos in Whittier. Carlos, you're on with Q and Scott.
What's up, guys? I'm pumped up about this game, man. The autumn wind is a Raider, baby, and we're coming hard this week. I want to say one thing. Everybody's talking about Andy Reid's 18-3 record after a bye. Man, that's all trash, man. We're gonna stomp on that record. Another thing I want to say is I'm so pumped up. I think our O-line's going to have one of the best games of the year. Crosby's going to bring it. Arden Key's going to have a big game. So those are going to be my players of the game. The O-line also, I want to say the score is going to be 35-31. Raiders, baby.
35-31 Raiders. Carlos, thanks, man. We appreciate it. We're going out to
34-28. That was mine.
That was yours on Monday. Now we're going out to our good friend Just Win Wendy. What's up, Wendy?
Hey,
what do you got for us?
Hey, happy Friday.
Same to you.
Right. Well, I'm thinking I like Q's score. What was that, 34-28? Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's going to be something like that. I'm thinking that the defense, you know, we've been like up and down and up and down and up and down and up. They may not look great in the first quarter. I think we might still be all of us having heart failure in the first quarter. But I think as soon as they get in there and say, "Hey, we know how to beat these guys," I think it's going to be the Eminem show. I think it's going to be Mac, Mo, and Moro are going to be cool. Are going to be great this week, and I really hope they are.
There you go. I love
and
that.
Then, yeah, and then offense. I think we're going to have a couple of big pass. You know, 20-yard plus passes. And I'm looking for those. And I don't want to call out a player because I feel like that's bad luck. So I usually don't.
Oh, there you go.
So, but I think we're going to have those. And I also think those two running backs' names, who I won't say, are going to be awesome. Awesome. Yeah. They're going to pound it and just knock them out. And the good news was that Clyde Edwards-Helaire was sick.
Yes.
And I am such a sweet lady, and but I really hate football players that are against the Raiders. And so I'm just hoping he stays sick, you know?
Yes.
And if he does come back, that he's weak. And
there you go. There you go. So, yeah, you're wishing him well after the game's over.
After the game. Fine.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Wendy.
All right. So go Raiders. And, yes, I can see us walking across that BART bridge into the stadium, and man, we are just gonna kill them. We are from all over the world. Raider Nation energy is gonna be in that stadium.
Awesome. Just win, Wendy, one of our favorite callers. Thanks so much, Wendy, for calling in. Got a couple more online. We're going to keep you there. Just hold on. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get to everybody today at 702-365-9200. But we have our guest we got to bring on, who we bring on every Friday. And maybe for the next segment, he'll stick on and he'll even be on some of the calls. That is our good friend, our senior NFL columnist at silverandblacktoday.com. That is one Mo Moten. Mo, you heard the fire coming out. Fans are pumped up, brother.
Yeah, I like what Wendy said. I'm going with the Max Crosby, Morrow, Mo Hirsch combination, the M&M connection there on the defense. If those guys play well, I think the Raiders really do have a chance to beat the Chiefs.
They do. The other thing, Mo, she mentioned, and you wrote about it today up on silverandblacktoday.com, which is Devontae Booker, which Q and I have spent a lot of time talking to him, including interviewing him earlier in the week on Tuesday, and what he's been able to bring to this offense. And your piece today, you talk about how having that second option at running back, a running back very much like Josh Jacobs, a very fresh running back. He was seldom used after coming out of Utah with a lot of buzz. They didn't use him that much. And then he told us earlier this week he's finally having fun again. Walk us through a little bit about why the addition and the play, the good play, of Devontae Booker has meant so much to this offensive team.
Well, as you remember, last year, Josh Jacobs dealt with, I believe, a fractured shoulder, so he wasn't 100% down the stretch. I believe he suffered an injury week 7 last year. But having Devontae Booker there, even if Josh Jacobs is at 100%, the Raiders can now have a chameleon-like offense. And what I mean by that is they can throw the ball around, as you saw early in the year when they beat the Saints and they beat the Chiefs. But now they can also run the ball for 200 yards, as they have done twice in the last 3 weeks with Devontae Booker involved. So, again, they can play it how they want. They can change up the game script to the flow of the game. And if you're looking ahead, I know we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but if we're thinking about the Raiders as a playoff team, and if they get a wild card spot, let's say they do, and they have to travel to Pittsburgh or Buffalo, it's going to be cold, maybe some snow in January in those places. So the Raiders are equipped to, again, run the ball and kind of even the playing field with Devontae Booker. So shout out to him, because a lot of people didn't have him on their roster coming into the season because he tested positive for COVID. Early at the beginning of training camp, so people saying, well, maybe he doesn't make the roster, and it turns out now he's part of a pretty powerful 1-2 punch in that backfield.
I didn't think he was going to make the roster coming out of training camp, not even for COVID, just because, well, I just didn't think he was going to cut it. You know, I thought the Raiders were going to have to go out and get themselves another bruising back or a compliment to Josh Jacobs, but he's been perfect, man. He's been really good for that Raiders rushing attack. And you hit it on the head, Mo, and we've been talking about it throughout the week that, you know, this offense is actually prepared and is set up perfectly to be successful later on in the year, you know, when it is cold outside, when it is playoff football. Be able to have that strong offensive line blocking downhill and have a heavy dose of the run game.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to just take it game by game, a lot of people don't want to look too far ahead. But if you want to take it game by game, I know you guys have talked about it. The Chiefs ranked 29th against the run. So I think we're going to see a different game than we saw in week 5. I know a lot of people are calling out high point totals, 42 points, 49 points. you know, 38 points. I think we're going to see a different slowdown game because the Chiefs have had a time to prepare for the Raiders. So I think what the Raiders might want to do is punch them in the mouth early and run the ball, and you might get a game score in the high 20s or the mid-20s for both teams as the Raiders slow down the game. If you're worried about the defense not having practice, that run game can keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline, and the Raiders can control the clock.
Mo Moten is our guest, senior NFL columnist at silverandblacktoday.com, also contributor over at Bleacher Report. And Mo, you know, in your story, you talked about what you just mentioned, which is, listen, you're getting matched up against the Chiefs' 29th ranked run defense. And to me, I early on in the week, I got convinced very quickly that I was wrong, that, boy, I thought Derek Carr was going to have to throw a lot in this game. But now we found out today, too, Colton Miller, a full participant in practice, so that offensive line gets better. What do you see? Do you see anything that the Chiefs will be able to do against that running game that we can anticipate in preparation with that Andy Reid extra time coming off the bye?
Yeah, they may definitely stack the box and send an extra safety. I could see them doing that. But for the most part, you are what you are at this point in the season. I don't see too many wrinkles coming out of the defensive line. You're just going to have to line up and stop the guy across from you. And I think with the Raiders, the beauty of the Raiders is that their offensive line has played so well, even with backups. Now you mentioned they're getting Colt Miller back, which is a plus. But that offensive line has played so well that the Raiders, teams know what the Raiders are going to do. Teams may know, oh, they're going to run the ball. They're going to try to run the ball on this down. But they can't stop it. It's one thing to game plan for something that you know is coming. It's another thing when you cannot stop what you know is coming. And a lot of times the Raiders say, look, we're just going to line up our best. We're going to just put strength on strength, and we're going to run through you. And I think the Raiders have the advantage in that situation where they could still run the ball, even if the Chiefs are prepared to see Devontae Booker and Josh Jacobs maybe take 35 rush attempts by Sunday.
Mo, looking at the defensive side of things, Nicholas Morrow, he's a guy that we've been talking about quite a bit. I know a lot of Raider Nation has been talking about him quite a bit since he's been in for Corey Littleton, who's going to miss another week. How much better is Nicholas Morrow playing alongside Nick Kwiatkowski as opposed to when he was next to Corey Littleton?
He's playing a lot better. And I think people don't weigh that enough. When you're playing next to a linebacker, a solid linebacker, you can do more things on that second level. When Nick Morrow had that sack, I believe he came off the edge. Paul Gunther got a little creative with him. So when you have a guy who's solid in the middle, you can do something else with your other linebacker. And it allows that defense to disguise some coverages, allows that defense to disguise some pass rush on some blitzes. So again, I think having Nicholas Morrow out there with Nick Kwiatkowski helps him. But the Raiders have to be creative with using him because, as you mentioned, Corey Littleton hasn't done much for the Raiders this season. So now you have that production out of the linebacker position. You just have to be able to use it to your advantage.
Mo, we look at the other side, staying on the defense, but looking on the Chiefs' offense, you have Patrick Mahomes, right? And yeah, I know a lot of Raider Nation out there want to make fun of him, but he is one of the best players in the NFL, if not the best players in the NFL. He attributed his performance against the Raiders last time to holding on to the ball too long to try to make plays, and that he's worked on getting the ball out quicker. What have you seen from Patrick Mahomes and what the Raiders were able to do to stop him last time that they can repeat this time, and what they might have to do to change their approach if he is getting the ball out faster?
Yeah, sometimes he likes to wait for that deep ball to develop downfield, and that's when guys like Max Crosby can use them or can get to him. Now, if he's focused on getting the ball out quickly, the Raiders have to be ready for that. That's where their linebackers step in. This is where you want to maybe drop a safety further into the box. I know Raiders fans pull their hair out when they see defensive linemen drop into coverage, but you saw Crosby see get a pick last game. So sometimes you may need to do that just to prepare for those quick passes. But I think what the Raiders need to do, and carrying over from week five, that defensive performance is keep that Arden Key QB spy in there. And I think that's important because Arden Key may not be known for his coverage, but you want to kind of block the short passing lanes just in case Patrick Mahomes tries to get a ball quick out to the flat to caught Clyde Edwards-Helaire or someone else or Le'Veon Bell. You get a guy out there who's just kind of patrolling just to kind of read Patrick Mahomes and what the Chiefs are doing on a specific down.
Let's talk about a guy who's not going to be there on Sunday, Clelee Ferrell. He's been having a nice season, even though the stats won't tell you that. But just if the eye test, you're looking at it and you're paying attention, you'll see that he's been doing some good things. How big of a loss is that, Mo?
I think it's a significant loss. I know he doesn't have any stats this season, so a lot of Raiders fans will look at that and say, well, we don't need him anyway. He's not really rushing the passer. But again, I stress all the time, it's not always about sacks. Yes, sacks are great, but also there's pressure, and his attention to a defensive lineman who's playing well. Cleveland Farrell actually had a decent game against the Chiefs. If you look at Brian Baldinger's one of his breakdowns, the Chiefs were actually double-teaming Cleveland Farrell on certain downs. And not having him out there, they're obviously not going to double-team unless Max Crosby comes up and he gets some sacks. But having him out there, you want to have all hands on deck. Any loss in that defense is a big loss because, as you know, the Raiders' defense, though it's been improving in recent weeks, it's still a shaky unit, and you want to have all your guys out there. So not having him out there is significant, especially against the run if they plan on fleeing Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, and we've heard reports today that they might put Mo Hurst in there. So Mo Hurst is going to have a big role, and I know you talked about it, and Wendy had mentioned it in her call. So I think Mo Hurst is going to have a lot of pressure on him, but I think he's able to handle it. So we'll see how it goes. He steps in for Clee Farrell. Now, the other thing I was going to talk to you about, Mo, was we haven't talked a lot about Derek Carr this week, which is nice, actually. He's playing really well,
yes.
And so you don't have to go into it. But I look at this game, and I say to myself, if Derek Carr goes out, and I'm not saying he has to outperform from a statistical standpoint Patrick Mahomes, but if Derek Carr and the Raiders were able to win this game, that means Derek Carr will have bested what people think to be the best player in the NFL twice in one season. Does that maybe then also earn Carr some of the respect that he sought for his team and for himself, and maybe get some of those monkeys off his back for good?
Oh, definitely, because Carr at the beginning, before the season started, he talked about feeling disrespected. So if you want that, you want to get some respect, one way to get it is to beat the champs, the reigning champs, twice. It's one thing to beat the Chiefs in the 1 o'clock slot, in the early slot, when it's not on national TV and you just kind of see the highlights on SportsCenter. It's another thing to beat them on a national stage on Sunday Night Football with all the hype surrounding this game. I think, and Gangster Raider called earlier, and he said it in a different way, but if the Raiders beat the Chiefs on Sunday, everyone's going to be hopping on the bandwagon, because I still see people kind of iffy about the Raiders. They're not completely sure how they're winning games. You know, Derek Carr's not throwing for a ton of yards. They're doing it the run game. It's kind of boring. You know, if they can beat the Chiefs again, I think people will finally hop on and say, you know what, the Raiders have arrived.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Mo's going to stay with us for the next segment. One of the things we always get is people want to call in and talk to Mo, too. So, Mo, we're going to throw you to some of the callers as well. 702-365-9200. Bring the fire. Let us know what you think of this game. You can also talk to Mo, Q, and I here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.
If you believe Tom Brady did fumble and that Franco Harris didn't catch that pass and call it the Immaculate Deception, then you found the right place. This is Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
Silver and Black today here on Raider Nation Radio, powered by our good friend Salmon Ash, injury attorneys. Visit them at salmonash.com because you deserve what's right. Scott Gilbranson, Q Myers, along with you as we are every day of the week. Well, Monday through Friday, that is. And we're joined by our good friend Mo Moten, senior NFL columnist at Silver and Black Today, also contributor at Bleacher Report. We're going to take some calls, too, and we'll chat with Mo as we go out the rest of this hour. We're going to our good friend Eddie in L.A. He's a frequent caller. Eddie, what do you got? What are the Chiefs going to do?
Not a damn thing. They're going to run it right up their alley. 144 yards they gave up last game. I don't see them improving that much more to be able to stop what we did last week. You know, people want to think, okay, they ran all over the Broncos, but the Broncos have a solid defense. It's not, you know, not great because they're offensive. On the offensive side, they're just trash, but that defense is good, and they got some hogs in the middle. And, you know, one of the things that strikes me is this, and people still even thinking if the Raiders have a chance in this game. We already beat this team. Are you kidding me? What do you mean we have a chance? You damn screw, we got a chance. We're going to go in there. We're going to mop the floor. There's a reason why I'm extremely confident. Last game, they held possession 35 minutes to 24. Okay? This run that the Raiders are on has been improved since that game.
Mm-hmm.
They're fresh off 200 some rushing yards, almost 300 yards, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? And now we're going to face the same defense that we ran 144, and all of a sudden we don't have a chance. Then you start reading how Mahomes is excited to avoid the sweep. They're over there whining about the bus gate. Are you kidding me? They're not. Nobody's still giving our Raiders a chance. Come on, we got this. All we got to do is show up, smash them all footballs. What this team is built for. The Chiefs are built for finesse. That's what they're built for. They're not built to sit there in the trenches and get smacked in the mouth. Yeah, they have a plan. They play this already. They're used to it. But just like Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth. Everything changes.
Absolutely. There you go. Eddie, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. We're going out to another. Oh, well, actually, Mo, before we go to the next call, you know what he said there about I heard a lot of people dismiss the Raiders' win against the Broncos, saying the Broncos weren't very good. But that Broncos defense actually isn't bad, and not only that, they give you very confusing looks. So the fact that the Raiders were able to rack up that many yards on that Denver Broncos shouldn't be lost on people.
Yeah, absolutely. And one quick note, got to give credit to, well, not credit, but you got to respect Vic Fangio as one of the brightest defensive minds in the league. So if the Raiders to run the ball down that throat to Vic Fangio calling the shots is a big deal.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, we're going back out on the phone lines, and we got two Eddies in a row. How about this, guys? One was in L.A., but this one's up the coast in Oregon. It's Eddie in Oregon. You're on with Scott, Mo, and Q.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Chilling. Yeah, I think this is going to be a 33-30 Raiders type of thing. You know, everybody's worried about this bus, but look, if they look the other side of the street, there's a car coming right back down there to smack them. So I think this is going to be a big game for Jacobs, big game for Booker, big game for Renfro. I think he's going to return one for a touchdown this time, and it's going to count. Mm-hmm. I think this offensive line is going to dominate. I think the defensive line is going to have their best performance of the season. And I think the that game ball is going to go to Crosby. He's going to have two sacks. He's going to get home this time.
Crosby.
And, yeah, I think cool. This is going to be a very close but very physical game that the Raiders are going to have the edge in.
All right, there you go. Eddie in Oregon, he's got 33-30, the Raiders on top of the Chiefs with Max Crosby having a big, big game.
And Scott.
Yes.
Let me ask Mo real quick, because this is what I do believe. I think that if it's a very physical game, like multiple callers have said, that plays right into the hand of the Raiders and not really as much into the hand of the Chiefs. I look at them, and this is not being disrespectful at all. I just look at them as more of a finesse-type timing team as opposed to a physical team like what the Raiders are showing especially last few weeks.
Absolutely. The first Eddie said it. He said the Raiders are built to play a physical game. The Chiefs are more of a finesse squad. And if you look at if you look at the Chiefs and what people say about their offense, it's all about Patrick Mahomes and his weapons, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. I think, again, I'll reiterate this. As a team that had an extra week to prepare, I think the Raiders want to play a smash-mouth game because there's nothing you could prepare for that. You are what you are at this point. And if you can't stop a team that's going to run the ball down your throat, then you have less of a chance of winning the football game. And as you said, I think that plays into the Raiders' hands.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I agree. Okay, one more quick call. We're going out to 211 Steel Reserve. What's going on, man?
What's up, fellas? Hey, check this out, man. It's cool. We get no respect. Everybody's saying how, you know, they're going to come down our road and they're going to put 50 on us. That's all good. We just got to do our thing. Like the last caller said, I like what he said. I do believe KC's built for more finesse. They're not about that smash-mouth football style. And if you get to the quarterback early, like David said back in the day, you got to hit the quarterback must go down and must go down early, and he's got to go down hard. So I'm all about taking that penalty on that late hit early on in the game. Do it. Hit him in the mouth. Shut him down real quick. And I see it 31-28, but I do see the run game being huge, but I see Carr unloading two deep passes to Ruggs for TDs. And I think Carr, this is the game where Carr actually tells shuts everybody up for good, because like I told earlier, I was talking to JT, man, I just heard Mike Greenberg over there saying that even with Carr's good season he's having right now, I couldn't believe he had the audacity to say that he does not see Derek Carr as our QB next season. And let me ask you guys a question, because I'm a diehard. I've always loved John Gruden. He left, man. I was upset. Where does that come from? Because he was over here in Oakland with us, and he had Gannon, And he didn't move away from Yannon, and he turned him into a great quarterback. Then he went to Tampa, couldn't find a quarterback to save his life. So where did he get this from saying to get that Gruden's going to move on to the next best quarterback? There's no track history of that. He couldn't find one in Tampa. So I don't understand that. And 211 Steel Reserve is a malt liquor. It's nasty. I drank it in my childhood. I'm telling y'all, if you drink it, it's got to be ice cold.
All right, there you go.
We know, brother.
211 Steel Reserve.
We know.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Mo, and he brings up the point about Derek Carr, and I think the answer is simple. You know, when you talk about national hosts talking about Derek Carr and all that kind of stuff, look, this is the kind of game you have to win. If you win this kind of game, then you change minds.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think to answer that caller, sometimes it's hard to develop a quarterback. I know we talk about draft prospects all the time and the upside. But sometimes it's hard to develop, even for the brightest offensive minds, maybe it's hard to develop a quarterback from scratch. With Rich Gannon and Derek Carr, you had something there already, and you can kind of tinker it and fit it into your offense and just optimize their talent. So I think Gruden is very good at taking a veteran and putting him into the system and using him to his best abilities and actually maximizing that player's strength as he does with Carr, as he did with Gannon back in his first stint.
Yeah, and Mo, I know we're out of time for this hour and got to let you go, but before you go, we got to put you on the spot. What do you got? What's the score? How does this game unfold?
Mm-hmm.
I came into this thinking that the Chiefs would win the game 35-30. But I'm going to say this. I'll say this. An overtime win for the Raiders, 35-32. They went on their grounds and they sweep the Chiefs. Wow. And everyone goes crazy. Raider Nation goes crazy. And finally, the national media starts to recognize that the Raiders are a playoff caliber team.
There you go. From the king of avocados, the Baron of Brooklyn. Mo Moten, 35-32 in overtime. I like that one, Q, don't you?
I like it too, but I said we'll see because I still don't think that you're going to get a lot of national love. I really don't.
That's, yeah.
You know, like the call that we just heard about Greeny saying that Derek Carr is not going to be around. That's why I don't talk about Derek Carr anymore. And a lot of people got mad and didn't understand what I was talking about. That's low-hanging fruit. That's what people that don't know just jump on just to talk about, to say they're talking. Greeny is a damn Jets fan. What the hell does he know about quarterback play?
really quick though, too. If you beat the national champ, if you beat the reigning champions twice. You cannot deny the Raiders twice.
Yes,
I agree.
All right, guys, we're up against a hard break. Mo, thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. This is Scott. This is Q. This is Silver and Black Today here on Raider Nation Radio.